This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the Northern California story. I'm Kim Weir. We head up the road this week to Bodie, California's official gold mining ghost town and a very remote state historic park. Well worth your visit. Still evocative today is the published 19th century response of a young girl who had been told that her family was moving to this bad, brawling, desolate frontier town. "Goodbye, God," she reportedly said. "We are going to Bodie." In defense of this godless Gomorrah, in its heyday, a gold mining town with a population of more than 10,000, working at some 30 mines, a Bodie newspaper editor claimed the child had been misquoted, that what she'd actually said was, "Good, by God, we are going to Bodie," which certainly underlines the importance of punctuation. People who knew Bodie probably raised an eyebrow, at least, at the editor's version of events. After all, the town's own citizenry boasted that Bodie had the widest streets, wickedest men, and worst climate and whiskey in the West. Fisticuffs and murders happened every day. Another local newspaper editor observed, "There is some irresistible power that impels us to cut and shoot each other to pieces." Virgin Alley and Maiden Lane in Bodie's red-light district boasted neither. And a local minister described the community as a sea of sin lashed by tempests of lust and passion. Colorful images indeed. What remains of the busted boomtown of Bodie, California's largest ghost town, which actually survived as a town until 1942, is now protected as part of Bodie State Historic Park, a strangely silent place still standing, more or less, in the shadow of the old Standard Mine. Bodie still evokes the truly wild, Wild West. Preserved in its entirety in a state of arrested decay, no thanks to occasional earthquakes and brutal sagebrush winds, this ghost town is well worth a half-day's exploration. Only about 5% of Bodie's weather-beaten 1860s and 1870s wood frames still stand, the rest having been destroyed over the decades by fire and the elements. Visitors are free to wander at will through godless, lawless, treeless Bodie. Peek through tattered lace curtains into the Boone Store and Warehouse, Wheaton and Hollis Hotel and Bodie Store, Sam Leon's Bar, and other restaurants, saloons, livery stables, and miner's shacks, abandoned for more than a century. Peer into dusty rooms furnished with cracked and peeling wallpaper, rusted wood stoves, sprung bed frames, banged up wash basins, even battered old shoes and clothing. Inside the Henry Metzger and Lester E. Bell homes are wicker baby carriages. The morgue features three child-sized coffins. Still more poignant is the time-twisted child's wagon resting in the middle of the street. Done with town, head for the hillside cemeteries to meet some of Bodie's very colorfully memorialized former residents. Fenced-in cemetery areas were set aside for decent folk. Most bad Bodie boys were buried on Boot Hill. In recent years, conservators have been repairing and correctly locating grave markers as well as cemeteries, including the lost Chinatown graveyard. Four-legged trainees from the Institute for Canine Forensics have helped, working with Park and Bodie Foundation volunteers to identify unmarked graves. Services at Bodie are always limited, but now more than usual, thanks to an earthquake that hit in December 2016. So bring everything you'll need. Food, yes, but especially water, because there are no services here beyond picnic tables, no shade, and pit toilets. Dogs on leashes are allowed. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio, hoping that you too will soon say, "Good, by God, we're going to Bodie."